Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Proverbs chapter 20, and we're reading verses 9 to 15.
Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? Differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you will have food to spare. It is no good, it is no good, says the buyer. Then off he goes and boasts about his purchase. Gold there is, and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel.
Our focus is on verse 12, ears that hear and eyes that see. We sometimes speak of turning a blind eye or a deaf ear to things that should be stopped or corrected. But as this passage tells us, the Lord does not do that, so nor should we. Immoral actions are mentioned in the surrounding verses which cheat, deceive and defraud other people. The profit for some is loss for others. Things haven't changed, and our ears and eyes will hear and see things that are wrong. The challenge is how we respond. It's never been easier to make our voice heard through online petitions and action groups. But it's getting harder to live according to biblical teaching, especially as the social tide is flowing in the opposite direction. But living as children of light will mean that we will do more than simply add our name to a petition. We may have to say no when others say yes. We may have to stand by those who are rejected by others. We may have to give when others take. But whatever the situation, let's overcome evil with good. A prayer. Lord Jesus, please give us the strength and courage to do what is right, especially in the face of wrongdoing. Keep us from conforming to the ways of the world and help us to reach out to those who are poor, weak, and rejected. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.